It might seem like Jack Kenworthy is a glutton for punishment. For the last 2 years, he's been reworking a failed proposal for a 10-turbine wind farm that his company Aeolian Renewable Energy wants to build. The state's site evaluation committee first rejected it because the turbines were, quote, too tall and imposing in the context of the setting and would overwhelm the landscape. Kenworthy says his company heard those concerns.
For those aesthetic concerns, there was a bit of a roadmap that was set out for us as to the things that we could do which would address those concerns, and we think we've done that.
In that decision, Kenworthy says two turbines in particular were of concern, so they eliminated one, shortened another by 45 feet, and changed the make and model of the rest of them. Those changes do little to convince hardcore opponents like Richard Block.
The entire north side of the project is essentially unchanged. They've lowered the turbines by 38 inches. Which is not enough to make a difference.
This gets right to the question the state is considering. Is one fewer windmill enough for this to count as a new project? Those turbines would be visible from a number of spots in town, including a couple of lakes. But in particular, the project would be seen from Willard Pond, a wildlife sanctuary where Pat and Kathy Grady are pumping up an inflatable kayak to go out and see some nesting loons. They say they come here precisely because it's pristine.
You don't have the buildup on the lake. It's all hiking trails. And this is a very, very special place. It's unique.
But it's also a hard site for Aeolian to let go of. There's a major state road that it says could handle the construction traffic and a nearby transmission line that could handle the energy. But maybe the company keeps coming back because it has something that's even more rare for wind developers. Support of some local elected officials.
I worked on oil rigs when I was in my early 20s. I've seen out in Wyoming and Kentucky, Tennessee, open pit coal mines, mountaintop clearing. Boy, that's pretty awful stuff.
Gordon Weber is the chair of the Board of Selectmen and a wind proponent. 9 turbines are now proposed for his town, which is nowhere near as big as some projects in the state. In fact, this one is small enough that, by law, it's up to Antrim to decide if it should be built. But the developer and local supporters don't want the town to make the decision.
Can we actually regulate a large-scale wind project in Antrim? Yes. Sure. How do we do it? Boy, we don't have an ordinance that sets parameters for a large-scale wind farm.
So it would be complicated for the town, but it might also be impossible for the developer. Unlike the state's committee, which rolls all of the project's permits into one big process, going through the town would mean asking for variances, getting wetlands and alteration of terrain permits, and each step could be appealed through the courts individually. And while some town officials like the project, there's no lack of critics in Antrim.
This is not a good site. I'm not against wind entirely, but I'm against it in locations where it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense here.
Catherine Sullivan lives very close to Willard Pond. In fact, her grandparents gave the land to the Audubon Society that started the sanctuary. Critics like her think they have a much better chance of killing the project if control stays local.
If the town takes jurisdiction, then it's a zoning issue. This is zoned rural conservation, so they can't do it here.
This is why Aeolian wants the state to hear the proceeding. Regulators decided Tuesday to put that decision off until late July. And we haven't even begun to ask the big question. Is New Hampshire still willing to build wind farms of this size? For instance, there's still theoretically a big project on the horizon for the Newfound Lake area.
We don't think the proposals come much better than this.
Aeolian's Jack Kenworthy says, if a wind farm can't get through in a town where pro-wind officials get elected to local office, can they get built anywhere?
It will send a pretty clear signal that New Hampshire really doesn't want to see additional wind projects in the state.
Which is why everyone who's both for and against large-scale wind farms in New Hampshire will likely be watching this one closely come late July. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.